Last week, I presented my little boy Robert with his first pair of wellies. Robert has recently begun walking, and his sisters felt that with all the rain we've been having, that it might be a good time to introduce him to the joys of puddle jumping. So Robert's little blue wellies were duly put on over his waterproof jumpsuit. The girls were similarly attired, and even I managed to root out my old Wellington boots for the occasion. Out we went into the street outside our house, and the girls with great glee jumped up and down in massively newly made puddles. I had a moment of doubt, wondering if it was such a good idea. I could see this ending in a very significant and wet mess. There could even be tears. But I held Robert's hand and brought him over to a puddle. I gave him a gentle nudge and encouraged him. "In you go, Robert," I said. He looked at me, looked at the puddle, looked at his sisters, and looked at me again, almost in disbelief. I could see what he was thinking. Was I really going to let him get wet? Was I really going to let him have that much fun making that much of a mess? Was I actually encouraging it? So I nudged him again and demonstrated by jumping in myself, and he eventually followed. I quite enjoyed it. Then Robert started moving into the puddle, at first quite tentatively and then with great enthusiasm. He started splashing, and the more he splashed, the broader he grinned and the more he giggled. We walked up and down the road, and he jumped in every puddle he could find, and he was truly delighted with himself. And yes, despite the waterproofs, hats, gloves and wellies, we were all soaking wet by the time we got home. For me, Advent is a time for pausing and taking a great big leap of faith into something that can be quite as similarly amazing if we let it. But many of us have been around this particular block before. A bit like adults and puddles, puddles don't really hold much mystery to us. And it would seem sometimes neither does Christmas. And for those of us who feel the thrill of Christmas, if we're being really honest, it might have more to do with other things. And sometimes it's really just nostalgia that gives us those warm fuzzies. But what exactly is it that we're called to jump into at Christmas? What is this mystery that we're being called to experience once again? It's nothing less than the mystery of our faith and the wonder of God's mercy. So it helps to try to take a different perspective, to use our imagination and to try to experience Advent and Christmas as if for the first time. I find it helps in my family to explain Christmas in this very simple way. God, who made the universe, who keeps it all going, who made us all, became a person to show us how much he loved us. Jesus was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago because we needed to believe God loved us that much. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us are some of the most profound words of scripture we will ever read. That juxtaposition of the God of creation and the God of the cradle, the God of nature and the God of the nativity, is really what we're talking about. So during Advent, and indeed not only during Advent, we simultaneously try to hold those two things together. And when we do, when we really pause with that, when we're out walking or when we're with family or when we're in prayer, the mystery we're called to celebrate at Christmas comes home to us, and we can't help but feel amazed. Recently, Pope Francis visited Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. One picture taken of a group waiting to meet him in a slum in Nairobi really hit me like a ton of bricks. You could almost reach out and touch the sense of joy, of expectation, of focus, and of togetherness. Maybe when you're poor and no one important ever comes to visit you, maybe only then can you know nativity joy. In a Kenyan national newspaper the next day, Sister Mary Colleen, an Irish sister working in the slums, said this of Pope Francis's visit. "His visit gave us courage. By coming here, he shone a light on our challenges. His meeting with us gave us dignity." Another person who met Pope Francis in the slums said this, "I'm so happy. We are so blessed. He's left all those rich neighbourhoods to come here. He's shown us we are important, that we matter, that God loves us too." This Christmas, out of our growing sense of our need for God to visit us in our families, in our communities, and in our hearts, may we also experience the joy of that visit and the peace of knowing God loves us that much. And may that experience of God's loving mercy, especially as we begin this year of mercy, confirm in us our desire to show that loving mercy to others. So let's decide now, this morning, and every morning of Advent, to just jump feet first into the joy of that mystery. It might get messy, but the joy we can experience through the entering into this mystery will be worth it 100-fold. And then we can, like the psalmist, sing together, "What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad."